Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't want this to go bad. But Erica and I are already, okay. I asked the question, has everyone in the room had sober relations?
Yes. It should be a yes from all of us.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. What?
You have not answered.
I have, obviously.
Okay. Right.
But what is the ratio of sober relations to non-sober relations?
Almost 100 to zero.
100 100 non-sober. No, not non-sober.
No, 90
sober. More often
sober.
Than not, when you're relating, you've had zero chemicals in.
Yes.
Okay, you haven't been in Colorado long enough. Rest of the room, like.
I would say like 85 to 15.
Sober.
Sober.
Stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of change? Like as you're dating, you're out going out for drinks, you're having dinner. So you've had like. But then as you get married, you start to settle or whatever, even if you're just long term, if you're not married, but then you're not going out to dinner as much. So then it kind of changes. So maybe it's a little more upfront, but it's got to be like way less once you're in.
Why does this shock you so much?
I just
feel. You've been married.
Okay.
A few times.
I think I've made a vow to not talk trash about my marriage on the air. But I would say this isn't talking trash about her specifically. It's kind of about the relationship in general.
Okay.
Like it was toxic enough at the end that I think we just kind of had to get a little buzz on to like even think about doing that.
Mm.
To like intimacy needed a little help.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of carried over. And like I've since then, it's just been kind of dating life.
Mm-hmm. Which is different. And so when you're like casually dating or starting to date, it's what T-Hack was saying, like there's usually substances,
right?
Or often
like all okay, because I'm like 90-10 95-99-1
the other way.
Yes. And it feels weird to like think about you
being
guys
sober.
Having so no I will say this though. That I had, there was a story that like the Zoomers like sober relations. And I'm like, that's you, right?
Yeah.
Aaron's a Zoomer.
Wow.
A Z. You think you're a Zillennial, but you're the most Z in the room.
Yeah.
And Erica and Hack.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even
like
relate to you guys when you say you're going to go home and have like a glass of wine with dinner. I've done that maybe 3 times.
In your life?
I don't care about, rarely drink at home. I only drink if we're going out.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
And
I'm the same.
You
I'm
just
the same
don't
as her.
Like, here's the thing. I think T-Hack, you don't like alcohol really. I don't think you really like it.
No, I don't. That's, yeah, okay.
But, and Erin may or may not like it, but if she gets around it, she gets her arms around it and then just like, won't let it go.
She's
like, wrestles it to the ground until the ambulance comes.
You saw me say no to one drink as she was pouring it and she stopped the bartender. And I was like, well, you're already pouring it. Fine, I'll have this one.
Right.
Twist my arm.
And she didn't say give me nine more, but.
Right.
Right.
Whereas I, okay.
Yeah.
So am I a problem? Because, but I will say this. Like in my dating life, there was another, what I was going to say is there's another story about when do you want to have relations? Like what time?
Before dinner. Tough with this schedule, but.
Really?
I'd like to not be full.
Yeah, that's fair.
And like.
So before. So if you guys were going out.
That's different because then I did my makeup. Right, and it's the whole thing. I'm wearing a nice outfit.
Wherever.
Hey, my mom, listen to the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay.
I would say anytime for me.
Okay, but no, I mean, hack. I'm when like, do you really?
Any. No, but we do it anytime. We do it anytime.
Like man, that commercial. Okay.
We buy any car. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep. Any.
We buy it. Okay, anytime.
Anytime.
But like, is there a time specifically that you like it the most?
No, I don't think.
There's a study out.
Earlier.
This like a research team did do a study, and I know the time, and the times are radically different. And so far, Erica is not a typical female, and I want you to pick a time. Erin, just.
Morning.
Oh my God, I give up.
That used to be my preference too, but
every female in this survey said night. Women wanted to do it at night.
No,
it was from
too
a
tired
women.
They often get tired. I have heard that before.
Women were from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m.
What?
That's never awake.
Are you kidding me?
I am almost never awake at 11 p.m.
Yeah, but I mean. Pre-dinners just feels so weird. Cause
it's
like,
really not. Because then you like, if you're going to dinner, you're like, you know.
It's radio. No one saw the face you just made.
It's just like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, and then there's less anticipation.
And like you can eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, and there's going to be no limitations.
Any.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.